Yom Shloshav Arboim Yom Shehem Shisha Shavuos VeYom Echad BaOmer. Today is 43 days of the Omer. We're beginning the seventh and final Midah of Malchus, of kingship, and focusing on the first aspect of Chesed, kindness, Sheba Malchus, within kingship. In general, the attribute of Malchus is different than the other Sphiros because it focuses not on one aspect of our Midos, but on the totality. The first six Sphiros, as it were, they give, while Malchus receives. The first six Sphiros are the realization of an idea, but Malchus is the battery that makes it work, so to speak. For example, if a person builds a house, the workers and builders who translate the thought and blueprint into a physical structure are analogous to Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. But when someone moves into the house and lives there, it represents Malchus. In other words, that's the whole point of everything that was done. In this way, we can see that Malchus receives everything from the other Sphiros, but is nothing by itself. The person who personified that was David HaMelech. He was the first real Melech of the Jewish people. The Zohar says that the 70 years of David HaMelech's life were in fact gifted to him from Adam HaRishon. It shows that a king has no independent existence of his own, but he lives purely as an agent of the people. The body part that reflects that is the mouth, because that's where the king gives the orders, as it were. That's where he's able to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The seventh day of creation, Shabbos, is what corresponds to Malchus, because that's the day of rest, that reveals Hashem's dominion over the entirety of the world. So we have Malchus is when we literally coronate Hashem over us. There's an apparent contradiction of you being nothing and everything at the same time. When you accept the yoke of heaven, we're saying our existence appears insignificant when compared to the infinity of God. Yet once we acknowledge that our abilities and obligations come from Hashem, we could say, Bishvili Baruch Ha'olam, the world was created for me. As we know, the Rama, right in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, he defines the concept of the Malchus by saying on the word, Shivishi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, I've set Hashem before me constantly. He says this is a major principle in the Torah and amongst the virtues of the righteous who walk before God. For a person's way of sitting, his movements and dealings when he is alone at home differ from those when he is before a great king. And his speech and free expression when he is with his household members and his relatives are not similar to those when sitting in the royal presence. All the more so when one realizes in his heart that the great king, the holy blessed one, whose glory fills the earth, is standing over him and watching his actions. He will immediately acquire fear and submission to the awe of Hashem and is ashamed before him constantly. Ramah concludes, one should not feel ashamed in front of people who mock his worship of God, and he will also walk modestly. And when he lies on his bed, he will know before whom he lies. And as soon as he wakes up from sleep, he will rise quickly for the service of his Maker. So we see this is the epitome of Malchus, where you mamish feel Hashem's presence resting over you. You've accepted the yoke of Hashem. Shivishi Hashem lenegdi tamid. Hashem is constantly before you. And that's what all those midos are leading us to live in that reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. So now let's see how we look at the aspect of Chesed within the Malchus. So in Bein Adam LaMakom, we should reflect on the fact that in order to merit, to coronate Hashem over ourselves and accept the yoke of heaven upon ourselves, we have to conduct ourselves with the attribute of kingship, which is its way and desire to cling to the attribute of kindness. A king's main role is to be kind to everybody else. So if you will do that, what will eventually happen? When you're kind to others, that's what your neshama likes to do. Your neshama is a giver. It's expansive. So when you do acts of kindness, you will have your soul rule, which is rooted in kindness, which loves to do kindness, which will rule over your body. And when your soul rules over your body, then you can let Hashem rule over you as well. So by using kindness, that's how you can accept the yoke of Hashem over yourself. But even though your soul should rule over your body, you should not be repulsed to do kindness with your body. As that too is the will of the king. Hashem wants you to take care of your body. You have to eat, you have to sleep within the Torah context, not to indulge, overindulge. And even though it's against the nature of the soul to indulge the body, the soul must tolerate the needs of the body as directed by the king, by the Torah. And that's exactly what a king does. A king has to indulge his subjects, even though that's not really what's going to make the kingdom advance, but that's something that's very necessary. And finally, when you are praying to Hashem, pray that he should increase his kindness to the world to the point that mankind will be inspired by receiving all that kindness and will recognize Hashem's actual kindness that he does. And thereby they too will accept the yoke of heaven upon themselves with love, and the whole world will be in the level of Malchus. In the Bein Adam L'Chavero aspect, you should increase your kindness and love to the poor and impoverished, especially to those who are exiled, beaten, and fleeing. Also make efforts to show them hospitality, give them a place to sleep, and give them enough food to be satiated. Also, reflect on the fact that in order to merit to honor mankind in general, and specifically those engaged in the oral law and halacha, you have to love them and increase your acts of kindness to them. So you should do the following. Serve them with your body. Don't have the maid do the work. You serve them. Also support them with your money. Finally, when engaged in business with other people, see to it to concentrate that all your actions of in the business world should be for the sake of serving Hashem. One simple way is after you calculate your profits, separate your miser, your tzedakah money with a good eye, and distribute it to those who love Hashem and are his pious ones. And that shows what? That's why I'm working. I'm working to give tzedakah. I'm working to take care of my family, etc., etc. Before doing a positive mitzvah, such as this kindness, you should use your mouth and say, I am hereby fulfilling this mitzvah out of my love for Hashem. When doing a kindness to someone, use your mouth, such as by speaking to his heart and giving him comfort. So say, before you do any good positive mitzvah, I'm doing mitzvah because I love Hashem, any mitzvah, I love Hashem. And when you do a kindness to others, use your mouth. Should make an effort to love Hashem at night, specifically at midnight. Should concentrate on the blessing of Slach Na, where we ask for forgiveness in the Amidah, that Hashem should forgive me for blemishing the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of the house of David and the Holy Temple, which causes the prevention of Hashem's kindness to the Shekhinah, which became separated from her husband, quote-unquote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, because of the sins I've done, it's withheld the chesed that Hashem wants to bring into the world, and people would recognize Hashem's malchus if that kindness would come into the world. So I have to do tshuva for that aspect. It's not just the avera, but it's what my avera causes, that there's a diminishment of kindness of Hashem into the world. Concentrate when saying the name of Aleph Lamed Kale in your prayers and when learning the oral law, especially at night, especially at midnight. And the quality to acquire Torah is Shomea Umosif, listens and adds to his learning. That's a person who wants to enrich his knowledge by listening to what other teachers say and to continue to listen and to continue to listen so that can expand your knowledge and then use the knowledge that you have heard to increase your understanding in other areas. So in other words, you're taking what you receive and now you give more. And that really is what chesed is. Chesed is you have to have something in order to do chesed. Money, wealth, patience, etc. So you're shomea, you listen, you take in, umosif, and you increase to benefit everyone else. I wish everyone hatzlacha in this final week of Malchus to do that chesed, which will enable us to accept the yoke of Hashem over ourselves and over the rest of the world.